Hello and welcome to the WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters podcast. I'm your host, Eliza Moore, and today I'm here with Adriana Scipioni, a senior in high school. Adriana's family owns a local business in Bethlehem Township. Today we're going to talk to Adriana about growing up around entrepreneurship, what it takes to run a business, and how teens can start developing their own entrepreneurial mindset. To start, Adriana, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, thank you for having me, Eliza. I go to Freedom High School. As you said, I'm a senior. I work in my family's business, Bruno Scipioni's, and that's all.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about your family's business and what it's like to be a part of it?
Of course. My family's business has been open since 1991.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's an Italian restaurant, and my dad started the business after many years of experience of entrepreneurship in his blood.
Awesome. I also work in an Italian restaurant.
Wow, what a coincidence.
So is your whole family involved? What does it look like with family involvement at your restaurant?
Yes, a lot of my family is involved. So first, my dad owns the business, and then my mom also runs the business, is also an owner. I work there. My two sisters work there. Almost every single one of my aunts and uncles have worked there. All my cousins have worked there over the years. So a lot of us have worked there.
Wow, so it's definitely a family ordeal.
Yeah.
What kind of job do you do there?
I mostly do the register, and if they need help in the back with tables, I can also host or bus tables.
And you've been doing that for a long time, I would imagine?
A very long time.
So you're definitely pretty experienced, and you understand what it's like to work at your restaurant?
Of course, yeah.
So on like a busy day, one of the more popular days, is your whole family involved?
Right now, it's just me and my mom and my dad that would be involved, and an uncle. But my sisters are currently in college, so they can't be working every single busy day. Like, it's a Friday night. They're in New York. They're in Vermont. They can't just fly on home, say, okay, I'm ready to work. They can't do that. So when it's the holidays, they come home and work, and then maybe I get a day off. And then sometimes they don't even work because they don't even feel like it. But just because they leave for college doesn't mean that they lost their job there. There's never an escape.
Okay. And working there, would you say that it's maybe a different experience from the other employees? Or are there a lot of other employees there?
Yes. There are a lot of employees that are not related to me. You might guess that. But it's very different, I'd say, because, well, I can't get fired. I can storm out. I can get mad. I can yell at my boss, which is, of course, my dad. And I still have to come in for my shift the next day.
That's funny. How did your family start the business?
Well, this is something that my dad has a lot of experience in. My great uncle used to own a pizza shop that he started himself as an entrepreneur. And my dad would work there every day since he was 13 years old. And then after a while, he got older. He was like, okay, what am I going to do? I guess the only thing I know how to do, open a pizza shop. And my uncle there, he retired at 40 and moved right back to Italy. So,
wow.
Go for him.
So you've always come from a family of entrepreneurs.
Yes, I've come from a big family of entrepreneurs.
So how would you say that your experience working for your family's business is maybe different from if you worked at another job or, you know, the kind of the average teenager's job?
I'd say that definitely not being able to get fired is a big one, but another one, like I've said before, like, if I go to college, when I come back home, I still gotta work at that job. I can never escape it. I could be 30 years old, and I'm still gonna have to turn in my Friday and Saturday night shifts sometimes.
So there's a deeper level of commitment.
Yeah.
But
it's in the blood.
It's in the blood, yeah. But for example, working at a job where my family doesn't own it, I've learned a lot about, you know, time management, making sure I'm there on time, and responsibility. Would you say that maybe you've learned a different skill set because you are working for your family? Or would you say it's pretty similar?
I'd say it's similar. I've seen many people come in late to work or not have good time management. And whenever I show up late to work, I get, what's it called?
You get yelled at much.
I get yelled at a lot more about it because I'm supposed to be the example, the perfect one. I get yelled at if I'm on my phone. Even though if everyone else is on their phone, I get yelled at the most because I'm supposed to be the example. I'm supposed to be the one that they look toward. Oh, if Adriana's doing it, I guess I can do it too. Which is not how it works because technically I'm special there because of the relation.
But would you say that maybe knowing the level of commitment and the work that your family puts into it, and then seeing other employees, you know, come in late or do things that you wouldn't necessarily do, would you say that you understand that a little bit more because you understand the impact it has on your family?
Yeah, I understand it way more. Like, I see that it hurts our business if they are irresponsible or lack good common sense with their job. We've had a lot of bad employees over the years, a lot that did not last long. And one of them, she would take drinks from the table and she'd try and drink them in the back. And we tell her, hey, you can't do that.
So you've definitely seen your fair share of experiences where you've learned how you would want to act at your job.
Yes.
And would you be able to translate those to another job where your family didn't own it?
Of course. I think how to be a leader is something that I've noticed, because nobody wants to be angry at the boss. Nobody wants to be the boss's friend. But sometimes the boss has to let you know what's up, what's happening. And you can be nice to the boss. You can be friendly, but you're never going to be friends. And that's, it's something sad a little, because you work with them, you see them all the time.
Yeah, so yeah. Knowing how your dad has to run his business and what it takes, you kind of understand the relationship that you'll have with future employers?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I can see how that would be helpful when you go into a job and you've never, you know, worked with someone. Like, for example, my parents don't own any businesses. Yeah. They've never been the boss. So I guess I would have maybe a more difficult time going into a job and understanding that compared to you.
Yeah, just know that your boss, they are not your friend. They are your employer. Please you need to have respect for them. Even if you are joking around, even if you do think you guys get close, they're still your employer. They are paying you. You need to act responsible in front of them.
I think that's a really good point, because at the end of the day, they're the ones who decide, you know, if they're going to keep you working or not. So I think that that's helpful to think of as a teen maybe entering their first job.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of teens. We have a couple right now and a couple that went already, and it's their first job. They don't really know how to act, so we got to tell them, hey, even if you guys are all joking around and you think you're buddy-buddy with your boss, you're not. It's okay. This is your first time having a job. Just act professional.
I think that's really great advice. So what are some things you've learned about concerning like aspects of running a business, such as maybe marketing or staffing or like day-to-day operation, that the typical employee who doesn't have as big of a stake in the business maybe wouldn't understand?
Getting up earlier than the rest of your employees and leaving long after your employees. My dad, he wakes up 8 or 9 a.m., he leaves the restaurant around 10 p.m. if it's a regular day, 11 p.m. if it's like a Saturday or Friday. And the restaurant doesn't open till 11 and doesn't close till 8. All the employees are gone after 8, and all of them come around 9-ish to help prep. He's there already. He went to the restaurant store to buy food and other things that we might need for the day. He's there. He's here.
So you're seeing the kind of deeper level of commitment that a boss, someone who's put their own time and money, you know, he still has to show up. He still has to run everything and make sure it's done the right way.
Yeah, he still has to be there. There's no one else that's going to do that. He has to make sure that they're all showing up on time, getting everything done, prepping for the day, and make sure there's food for people to actually eat.
And does he handle things like finances as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I could talk more in depth about that, but he keeps me very out of the loop with that.
But you've seen the kind of effort that it takes, and you understand a little bit more about what it takes to run a business?
Yes.
So what are some aspects of running a business that some people might not think of or realize?
Owning your own business is very difficult. You have to pay yourself. You have to pay all your employees. You have to pay for where you're running your business. You have to deal with the township. You have to have your own health care, because if you work for, like, a big company or, like, something that has a union, you'll have health benefits. Us, health benefits, you got to get your own. And it increases, the money for that increases every year, and the level of health services that were provided from them go down.
Wow, I've never thought about that. Yeah. That is really interesting, because, you know, my parents work for a company that has a union, so we get healthcare through that. But I've never thought of a business owner having to go out and buy their own healthcare.
It's very expensive. It's also, it can be embarrassing when you go to the doctor and you give them your health insurance card and they're like, wow, my health insurance isn't even this bad.
Would you say that that's one negative?
That's a huge negative. It's definitely a huge negative.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that when people are running a business, you know, they are employing themselves. They still have to pay themselves and they have to figure out their own personal finances. Or sometimes
they don't get paid. Like, they have to pay everyone else and pay their own finances that they can't even pay themselves.
Yeah, that is interesting. Wow.
That does happen.
Do you think being around a family business has changed the way you think about money and finances?
Of course. I think that's just my family in general, though. My finances have been very... They've always pushed me to save my money. I'm going to need it one day when I'm not as close to home and I don't work for them. And they helped me open many little bank accounts that I can save my money and have direct deposits so I can save all my money in my savings from working this job.
So you kind of understand a little more about saving and maybe they've pushed you to do it more compared to maybe the average teenager.
Of course, I agree, yes.
So now, as a small family-run business, do you guys face any challenges that people maybe wouldn't think of?
Yes. Dealing with the customers, dealing with, especially, we have a lot of regulars, and they are lovely people. And then we have the new customers, which are also very lovely. But once in a while, you always get some special people that come into your restaurant.
Customer service, it's always hard to keep everyone happy.
Everyone happy all the time. That's definitely a difficult part.
And some people might not understand that when they're leaving a negative review for, you know, your restaurant. Yeah. Because I work at a restaurant and sometimes we get negative reviews. It can really impact business.
It does.
When maybe it's not over, maybe it's just a simple misunderstanding that the restaurant would have been willing to fix.
Especially for a small business, because it impacts them so much more than like a large business, because it's that specific place that has a negative review. It's not just the Starbucks down that road that doesn't have a good employee this month.
Right. And especially since Bruno's is such a known business in the community, yes. Like that sort of thing can be hurtful. So are there any lessons that you've learned from those challenges and experiences?
Yes. Always be patient. If you want to respond to any of those reviews, have someone else read over those before you send it out. If you can, you can always try talking to that person because they might come in again and try and eat again after they just left you a bad review.
Yeah, I definitely think that kindness and, you know, going out of your way to, you know, work with a restaurant or work with a customer can really be helpful. And I think that that goes the same for, you know, when you start a new job or something.
Yes.
So now, if you could learn one skill to help out with your family's business, what do you think it would be?
I would love to help out just with the closing stuff, like getting all the paychecks and everything, closing the register down, because so far they have not taught me how to do that.
Like more administrative tasks? Because those can be helpful at any job you go to.
And I feel like I could transfer them better to any job.
With all your experience in entrepreneurship, what are your goals for the future? And do you see entrepreneurship being a part of them?
Absolutely not.
No?
Absolutely not.
So maybe personally you don't see entrepreneurship being like a part of
personally,
it?
Personally, I don't see entrepreneurship being a part of my future just because of I've seen the struggles. But I know that it is something many teens can successfully do and have in their future.
Okay, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today, Adriana. This is WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters. We'll be back after a short break.
WDIY presents a selection of award-winning podcasts that air weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Listen to important conversations regarding art, science, business, health, and more here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Check our website for new topics and archived programs. WDIY podcasts are on 88.1 FM, streaming at wdiy.org, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome back to the WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters podcast. I'm your host, Eliza Moore, and today I'm here with Julian Sigafoos, a sophomore in high school. After talking to Adriana, we got a lot of helpful insight on what entrepreneurship can look like. We're going to talk to Julian, a teen just starting to explore the idea of entrepreneurship, to get her thoughts on it. Julian, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm a sophomore at Freedom High School, and I'm interested in entrepreneurship.
So, Julian, do you have any work experience or maybe interests or extracurriculars?
Well, I don't have any work experience since I'm only 15, but I do have interests in entrepreneurship involving like aesthetics through Votech.
So what are some of your future goals?
My future goals right now is to get through high school, go to college, and just kind of figure out where I want to be at the end.
So you're still trying to figure out what you're interested in.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you think of entrepreneurship, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
The first thing that comes to mind is like running your own business. Like Adriana said, how her family owns a business.
Right. I think of a lot of local businesses. I think of, you know, I've worked for a lot of small businesses, so I think of a lot of local restaurants.
Yeah.
So have you ever done anything entrepreneurial, maybe like selling something, organizing an event, or creating a project?
Yeah, I have in the past with selling some own stuff online. And
Tell us a little bit more about that.
So during quarantine, I was very interested in my own business, and I really wanted to start selling stuff. So me and my mom, we went out and we bought a bunch of like products to make our own lip stuff, and we started selling them just to like family and friends to just kind of like get an experience in that type of field.
Awesome. So were you super successful, or maybe not so much?
Not so much. Since it was only like close family, it wasn't really like a big thing. And it was just kind of like to have fun and get an experience.
But you learned a lot maybe about the different aspects that can go into, you know, creating a product, selling it, marketing it maybe?
Yeah.
Awesome. So have you ever met someone else, maybe other than Adriana, who owns their own business?
Yeah, I have.
And what do you think of that?
I definitely think that it can be a challenging thing from even what I've heard from Adriana. And I just kind of get the idea of how it can be a lot to handle. But also, I think it does come with that leadership role.
Definitely. I think it's a lot of hard work that pays off, but I see how, you know, you might have a little more independence. You have your own freedom. You can do things how you want to. And I think that's super interesting.
Yeah.
So do you think entrepreneurship to you, if you were to go on a future endeavor, would you say that it's exciting or maybe a little intimidating?
I think it could be both, because I think the exciting part would definitely be like planning everything and doing something that you really enjoy and have a lot of interest in. But I also do think it can be intimidating when it comes to actually starting to like grow bigger, and once you realize the more stuff that comes with it.
Yeah, definitely. If you could start any kind of business, what do you think it would be?
Well, I do have a really big interest in like skincare and makeup, and that's what I go through Votech for. And it really taught me like how it is to interact with other people and sell things. So I definitely think that would be a big thing for me.
Is that maybe one of your future career goals then?
I wouldn't say it's my main future career goal, but it's definitely something that I enjoy in my free time.
It's something maybe that's helpful to, you know, as something to do on the side or something to get you through college maybe?
Yeah.
Awesome. What problems or demands do you see in your community that you think could be a good opportunity for an entrepreneur to start their own business, maybe a teen like you?
Well, I definitely think that now with the cost of everything and finding things that are affordable for teenagers could definitely be a big issue if you're starting small or with not as much money, because now the prices kind of range higher. And
definitely.
It's definitely harder to, like, prepare and have everything that you need.
That is a great point. It might be a little more difficult at the moment for a teen entrepreneur to get started.
Yeah.
But do you think that teens have good ideas that they could turn into real businesses?
I definitely think they do, because now a lot of teenagers are creative and really see a lot that they could make out of something. And I definitely think it could go far for someone who puts their mind to it.
I agree. I think if you're really committed, it's a really great option, and it's a good alternative option that maybe isn't talked about as much.
Yeah.
So what do you think it takes to start a business? You know, when you think of starting your own business, what comes to mind?
Well, I definitely think, again, the leadership and kind of having like your own business is definitely a big role. But I also think that can lead out into like how you work with other people and getting that experience and everything.
Yeah, I definitely think as someone who's worked for a small business, I've learned a lot about, you know, there's so much that goes into starting your own business. You know, you have to pay the rent. You have to pick your own healthcare insurance, like Adriana talked about. you have to supply everything. So there's a lot more, you know, and that's just for a restaurant, but there's a lot that goes into it that maybe not everyone thinks about.
Yeah.
So did you learn anything from Adriana about what it takes to be an entrepreneur that maybe you hadn't thought of before?
Well, definitely with the healthcare and having to pay, like, if you actually do get that business and paying rent, that's going to be pretty hard for a teenager who's, you know, just starting out, because once you start, you don't really make that many sales. And I've learned that in the past. But it could definitely be a little bit of a rock to get over in the future.
Yeah, a brick and mortar store definitely might be a little difficult. But do you think social media and, you know, the internet has maybe made it a little bit easier for teen entrepreneurs and they can start their own businesses online or maybe in an alternative way?
I really think that social media can help with starting your own business because it's a way to sell things, you know, like without like you do have to interact, but in a way it's not face to face and it's still giving you that experience of like selling things. It's an easier way to kind of like get your business running and being able to post things and like,
I think it's a really great helpful tool for marketing. And then also with platforms like Etsy or eBay, where you can sell things online, I think that that's a great idea for teens to maybe, you know, if they're making things, if they're creative, selling prints or jewelry, I think that that's a really great option that isn't talked about as much as a way to make income as a teen.
Yeah, and I really think like advertising it can help a lot, and it can definitely make more people interested in what you really like have passion in.
I agree. So do you think that an entrepreneur is maybe a certain kind of person, or do you think anyone could do it?
Well, I don't think it's a certain kind of person, but I also don't want to say anyone can do it. But I definitely think that once you really put your mind to it and you know what you want to do, I definitely think it's possible for anyone.
Yeah, I think after talking to Adriana, I think it definitely takes a lot of hard work and a lot of commitment. But if you can put in that hard work and, you know, commit to that level, you can definitely get a lot of success and you can see a lot of success. So maybe it's not, you know, everyone has the ability to do it, but it's the people who are really interested and excited about it who are going to succeed. So what skills do you already have that you think would be helpful to you if you started your own business?
Well, I do have some experience like going through programs at Votech. It really gave me like an opportunity to work with other people who I don't know and to also kind of see how it is to actually have to like, well, again, like interact. And they really teach us about like the prices and how much it does cost to start out, which I definitely think could help any teen who really has an interest in something.
So going to a Votech school has helped you really learn about, you know, maybe a little bit more than the teen who's just going to, you know, a normal academic school day?
Yeah, because it really is hands-on and you really do get to have like a different experience.
So would you say that that's a good option as well for someone who's maybe not so interested in college or the traditional route?
I definitely think so, because there are work opportunities through the program that you can start working off of your hours there, which is honestly a great opportunity for anyone who isn't going to college or really just is looking for a job like that.
Awesome. I think that that's really a great insight. So if someone were to mentor you in entrepreneurship, what are some of the skills you would want to learn first?
I definitely think handling like the money, because I feel like not a lot of people who are starting off really understand that. And maybe they do, but like for someone like me, I don't really think about that when it first comes like into my mind. Like I don't think about like how much it would cost to be like buying like new products every week, you know, like really having to.
There's a lot of finances and there's a lot of, you know, money that has to be spent when you're starting your own business. And I think it can be difficult to kind of wrap your head around all of that as someone who isn't as experienced. So I think I agree with you that if I were, you know, looking to start my own business, that's kind of the first thing I would want to know.
Yeah.
So would you be willing to take the risk and, you know, start maybe a different business, but start your own business someday? Or would you be nervous about, or are you looking for, you know, something different?
Well, it kind of depends how everything would play out, but I definitely would take, like, time to start my own business. But then again, I don't really know exactly if that's what I want to do. But I definitely think it is a good option, even as a side job, like going through college and everything. I definitely think it could help.
Yeah, I think that it's really good to keep your options open and look for ways that you can make income that maybe aren't the typical standard.
Yeah.
What do you think would be a helpful experience to learn more about running your own business? Maybe an internship or some work experience?
I definitely think an internship could help. And also, volunteering, I think that's not really, like, something seen that could help, but it definitely could, to have, like, a hands-on experience and then, again, interacting with other people. I definitely think it gives, like, that same kind of experience.
Definitely. I've done a lot of volunteering with nonprofit organizations, and it's interesting to see how they have to handle their finances differently. And it gives you a new perspective because you are getting, you know, if you're working a table for an organization, you're learning about some of their finances, but you're also learning, like, customer service skills. So there's a lot of different benefits that can be found through volunteering.
Yeah.
So what do you think would make learning about entrepreneurship more interesting for teens like you?
Again, with the hands-on, I definitely think that has really changed my view on working with, like, your own type of business, because if it's online, I feel like you don't really get as much of an experience with, like, really having to handle stuff. But when you're actually, like, working in, like, a classroom, you really get to, like, see what it would be like to be in a real store and having to interact.
Awesome. I agree with you. I think, you know, working and getting real life experience has definitely taught me a lot about what it takes. Finally, is there any advice you would give to teens who are looking to start a journey as an entrepreneur?
I definitely think that if you really put your mind to it, you can do it. Because even in the end, it is a hard thing to really make work. But again, if you really have, like, a passion towards it, I definitely think that it could all work out.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me today, Julian. My name is Eliza Moore. Thank you for listening to WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters.